KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, Friday morning, 7:16, which I think is the perfect time to talk about beer. So good morning, Brent Raynard and Mike Lombardo of the new Laguna Beach Beer Company. How are you guys?
Good morning, Todd. Great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
I asked you guys, because you guys are on it right now. I mean, you're a startup company. You're hustling to get it. And I said, you know, hey, do you want to come on Friday? And Brent texted me. He was like, yeah, 7:15. I was like, okay, sure, come on in.
So yeah, that's right. It's a little bit early, but
you guys are hustling. I love it.
It's a big day. It's a big day for us.
Today is a big day for you. So we'll talk all about that. Tonight, they're a kind of debut opening party at Hennessy's, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And what time is that again?
It's going to start at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
We'll be there at 6. It's going to go until close.
Awesome.
So, yeah, we'll have Solak Vibrations playing around 9 o'clock. So it's open to the public. Bring everybody.
So tell us a little bit about why you wanted to start a beer company and how we've never really had one in town before.
Yeah, so it all started probably about 4 to 5 years ago. I started getting into home brewing. My wife thought it was just a passing fad. And then after a few weeks, few months, few years, it obviously turned into more of a passion of mine. Mikey came on board, after a year or so, we started homebrewing together, and after three years or so of homebrewing, having fun, and making some great beers, we decided to go commercial with it about 14 months ago.
And so, what are the challenges of switching from being a home brewer to being a commercial brewer?
There's a lot of them.
Yeah,
obviously it's a very regulated industry, so dealing with the ABC is challenging in itself, getting your licensing and your permitting from the federal government and all that. And then as well as you need to make a lot of beer. So going from 5 gallon batches to 500 gallon batches takes capital investment, and you need to really fine tune your recipes so you don't spoil a batch or anything. Make sure your beer's good. Make sure people enjoy it so you can keep it going. So it is difficult, but
yeah.
That's why it took 14 months to get here.
Your friends have probably been stoked though that they got to be the tasters of this entire process, right?
Absolutely. We have a lot of friends that come over and sample our beers, and that's kind of the great thing about it too, is it's kind of brings your friends together. It's always fun, and they give us good honest feedback.
So how does, starting as a home brewer, then kind of making this transition, where do you find the ingredients? Like, where do you get hops or whatever? Like, how do you start all that from scratch?
Yeah. So, thankfully there's four ingredients in beer, is water, yeast, hops, and grains. And, there's a lot of books out there, a lot of recipe books. Mikey and I have read everything we can get our hands on. Then there's a lot of home brew supply stores. So you can go down to O'Shea's or what have you and grab your ingredients for the day and then start brewing. So it's all about just reading what other people have done, tasting beers that you like, and finding out what's in that, how they brew that, and trying to replicate similar recipes,
Okay.
I'd say that's the real excitement in home brewing is the possibilities are limitless. You could virtually experiment with any fruit, spice, vegetable, that you were inclined to try out. So doing seasonal stuff with, pumpkin or
right. Watermelon.
If you're a traditionalist, different styles from Europe or all over the world. So it's been a really fun experience for us. And, like Brent said, it's an opportunity for us to get our recipes that all of our friends have tried out to the public now. So.
Yeah, that's awesome, guys. Brent and Mike in studio from Laguna Beach Beer Company. Again, a brand new beer in town, and you guys debut tonight at Hennessy's. So Hennessy's is the first official place that your beer will be served on tap. And is that as soon as tonight, anytime after tonight?
That's right. Obviously, tonight we'll have plenty of kegs down there for everybody to try our beer. It's called the Greeter's Ale. It's going to be a beer that's in between a pale ale and an IPA. So alcohol is a little bit lower than an IPA, but the hops are all still there. Hennessy's will be keeping the beer on tap afterwards. We'll have the Marine Room coming on board as well in the next few days. And hopefully in the next couple weeks, we'll have a good 10 or 12 places in Laguna. Bars and restaurants only. We just do draft. We don't do bottles or cans yet.
Cool. I think it'll sell on the, what's that called? What's one of those
called?
The
tap handle.
The tap handle alone, which is a picture of Eiler Larson, a really cool drawing that somebody did
it's
that?
Actually my wonderful wife, Heather, who's an artist here, who's done the sawdust a couple of times. She actually painted the greeter and the background. And then I took a nice camera shot of it and put it in Photoshop, and now it's on all our handles.
I think that's awesome. Yeah,
Brent and I both grew up here in town, so we like to say that our beer is really grassroots, homegrown, very local from the tap handle to the beer itself.
So, yeah, and you're starting in Laguna, which is obviously
exactly
the right thing to do.
We're exclusively going to be in Laguna, so Brent and I are self-distributing, so it's only going to be on taps in Laguna Beach, so if you go to a restaurant, bar restaurant, you don't see it, certainly ask for it. We're really looking for local support, and we're slowly rolling it out. So if we haven't made it to your favorite watering hole or restaurant, certainly ask for it, and we'll do our best to get it in there.
Yeah, if a restaurant manager or owner's listening now, for example, how do they get in touch with you to maybe start that process?
You can go to lagunabeer.com. And just contact us through that, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is Laguna Beer.
Okay, cool. On the IPA, how did you develop it? Like, what makes it stand out from, or not an IPA, but the pale ale? Mm-hmm. What makes it stand out from another of a similar beer?
Well, when we started to formulate the recipe for our flagship beer, we wanted something that was going to be enjoyable for the IPA lover as well as the pale ale lover. We didn't want to go for the 8.5% IPA where you're going to have one and then switch back to your light beer. And we also know that there's a vast majority of people out there, well, beer drinkers at least, love the IPA flavor. So we wanted to kind of, you know, keep the alcohol a little bit lower so you can have several of them and drink it during the day, even without having to take a nap later on, but also have all the flavors. So what we did was we started with a pale ale recipe, and we just added a little bit more hops here and there, and then we add a lot of dry hops. So you'll notice with the beer, you'll get the flavor aroma of an IPA, but it's not going to put you on your butt.
Cool. We should talk tonight about who's all going to be involved in this thing. You've got Gooch and Tortuava and Solag Vibrations performing. So shout everybody out.
Yeah, that's right. So Butch and Jesse are going to be putting some gear out there. So Gooch will be there showing off some of their new stuff, something that probably throwing out some of the older stuff. Tortuava will be there with some of their new gear. They're obviously a newer company here in town. And they Solag Vibrations as well. I've heard them. They're an awesome band. They'll be playing as well about 9 o'clock.
There's a good Solag vibe because you guys are from there, right? And that's kind of where your brewing originated.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I was born in South Coast Hospital, lived across the street, and I still live there today.
Yeah. I think that's awesome, you guys. Again, Mike and Brent in studio from the new Laguna Beach Beer Company. The party tonight at Hennessy's. What time does it start again?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. And how, just whenever goes till?
Yep.
To closing. 2 a.m. as soon as they kick us out.
I think that's great. So I'm glad you're not doing it on an art walk night, because last night was busy with a lot of different things to choose from. But tonight, I think this is the clear choice of something to do in town to try this new beer. Do people buy the beer tonight, or can they just taste it?
Yeah.
We're going to be pouring samples for everyone in the beginning. Ideally, if they like it, we'd love for them to buy at least a pint or two or three.
Right. And I think it's very wise to start asking for it at your local restaurants or brew pubs.
That would be
what
great,
about the Dirty Bird? Are they on board almost?
They're exclusive to bottles. So that's our hope down the line.
Yeah.
Possibly in the next 6 to 12 months, we'll start bottling the beer. Again, like Brent said, we're hoping to explore with some other styles of beer. So depending on really what the market demands, we should have at least a couple beers in bottles very soon.
Awesome. Well, keep us in the loop. Big supporters, obviously. We're kind of a big beer station, or have become one with all the different beer segments we have on the air. But of course, it's so cool to have a new Laguna Beach Beer Company. I think there's parallels to what we did at the radio station. Everybody's saying, oh, we've never had one of those before. How weird. I feel the same way about a beer company.
Yep.
So,
yeah, we do too.
Well done, you guys. I think it's really awesome. Anything we leave out about tonight or in general?
Nope. Invite all your friends and come on down and have a pint.
Yeah, I'd say thanks to all the people that came out to the Taste of Laguna the other night. We had great support there and a lot of interest. So that was really exciting, and we hope to see everyone there tonight as well.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Mike and Brent of the Laguna Beach Beer Company tonight at Hennessy, 6 o'clock. See you there.
Thanks, Tyler.